Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
John Brown.
Let's talk.
And it's the time of the show where we go to Claudia at Spence Clark. If you've got any questions about taxation or anything, not I was going to say anything in the world in general, these are the numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And good morning to you, Claudia.
Good morning, Charles. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Must be quite a buoyant in the office today, because of, you know, have the people in your office been following the World Cup after Spain yesterday? Where did you take an afternoon off to go and watch the football?
Oh well, I was picking up my daughter from school.
Yeah.
So my daughter had her computer on in the car, and we were listening on the radio. And when we connected, Spain had already scored 2 goals, and we were like, "What?"
The funny thing was, I was driving, and I wanted to watch the match because I thought, "Oh, come on, you're in Spain, and there's always a great atmosphere." I'm not so sure when the England are playing, it can get a little bit interesting, but with a Spanish football match and with my friends, it's always good fun. But unfortunately, due to one thing and another, I ended up being an hour late, which meant I ran into 4:45 on the roads in Spain. It's normally a quiet time, but everybody was obviously dashing to the nearest bentara or bar because it was absolutely crazy on the roads at 4:45, and then at 5 o'clock, nada, nothing.
That is true. I was a bit sad for Costa Rica at one point. I mean, stop it,
it's not fair. Stop it, be nice. Yeah. It's a beautiful country, you know. It's one of the places I want to go as well, because I mean, I had friends who lived in Costa Rica and they just said it's the most magical place. You know, toucans in the trees, incredible countryside, vivid colors. But obviously Spain did nothing for Costa Rica. Yeah. Anyway, let's get on. Anyway, talking about beautiful situations, beautiful settings, we're going to talk about the beautiful setting and colourful characters at Spence Clark as we talk about how you're... Now, this is an important one. So 952-78-4000, you've got any questions for Claudia, because we're talking about pensions and how they are taxed in Spain. So just to start with a general idea of how pensions are taxed in Spain.
Okay, yes. This is the incredible part, that pensions... is not a very simple matter in Spain, because depending on the pension itself, it can be treated totally different. So we've got the state pension or the occupational pensions or employment pensions that are taxed as they would be taxed in any country. So you receive it and you pay the general tax rate, so from 19% to 48%, depending on the amount. Okay.
Yep.
But then we've got the government pensions, which in most of the cases are exempt. This is especially if they're mentioned in the tax treaties, and in most cases they're all exempt. Sometimes, like in the UK, you need to take them into account to determine the taxable rate, but basically they're exempt. Now, then there's we've got the private pensions. These are pensions that mostly have been funded by yourself, and this is the extraordinary way of taxing these in Spain, which they are treated as an investment. Therefore, you're not taxed on the whole amount that you receive, only on the income element that that pension has produced since you invested, if it's grown. And even if it makes a loss, you would end up paying no tax at all, because you only pay on the growth. And they're taxed on the investment tax rates, which the maximum rate is 26%, not 48%. So this is how pensions are taxed in Spain.
Okay, that's a way of doing. So private pension schemes. I mean, have they been? Is there a tradition, if you like, of private pensions in Spain? Because it seems to be everything seems to be linked to the government before in the state.
Well, for Spanish people, what is offered to them are the typical planes de pensiones or planes de jubilación, and already there, you have the difference when you've got a Spanish accountant. He understands this and he knows that planes de pensión are the typical normal pensions coming from employment. They'll be taxed on the total amount and on general tax rate. And then the planes de jubilación, these will be the ones that in Spain, private pensions mm-hmm. or private investments will be taxed. But when we've got accountants in Spain preparing declarations for foreigners, they make a lot of mistakes because they don't understand and the nature of these pensions, and normally they tax them incorrectly.
Okay. So how does this work out into actual figures then? How do we actually break these down into figures?
Okay, so let's say you have a state pension or a work pension of 20,000 euros. That would be more or less 2,400 euros in tax payable, okay? 40,000 euros would be 8,400. And you always have to think that if you receive another income, it will be added. So this is the minimum if you just receive this. However, if you've got a drawdown, okay, and let's say that the one of these pensions, private pensions, that can they all have these names, Corrups, you know, SIPs,
oh,
or
yes,
Conups,
the
or whatever.
SIPs, yes, I remember those. Yes,
yes, all these. So imagine you have one of these that you draw funds when you want to, and the growth of your pension has been 25%. So if you withdraw 20,000 euros, you pay no tax. And if you pay, if you receive 40,000 euros, you only pay 670 euros
okay.
compared to what I just said, which was 2,400 and 8,400 is a big difference. And for example, if you had a lifetime annuity, which came also from a private pension, there would be no tax to pay if you received it at the age of 65, 20,000 euros, or you would pay 580 euros if you receive 40,000 euros. So there's a big difference there on the tax treatment.
Okay, just repeat that again, because that was some interesting figures and I just want to make sure that we all got that. So from the beginning again, so you've got, if you take a drawdown of 40,000 euros.
Yes, you would pay 670 euros.
Okay.
Not close to the 1,000 euros, below that.
Okay.
And if it was treated as a normal general pension, you would pay 8,400.
That's a big difference, exactly. So that's why I wanted you to repeat it, just in case people went, hey, say that again. And so, and if you take out, if you took out a lifetime annuity for 20,000 at 65,
no tax.
Okay,
zero.
Everybody's ears are pricked up there when you said that. and for 40,000, the taxes, there is tax, but it's
580 euros. That of course is just this pension. Of course,
yeah, of
you're
course.
not you. Okay.
Not everything else. No, we understand that. Okay.
Yes.
UK pensions. If you've got a UK pension and you want it Is that going to be targeted by Hacienda with laser-like precision? How do you get away? Or how do you handle a UK pension without telling high taxes about paying high taxes in Spain?
This is a very good question, Giles, because actually the normal tax advisors in Spain, who their clients are Spanish, and they do not treat many foreigners or see many foreigners, they do not understand pensions from the UK. And if your pension advisor has never asked you if your pension derives from an employment or if the funds come from you, be assured that your pension is being taxed incorrectly, because they do not understand the different type of foreign pensions that that exist, and generally they are making you pay more tax. I can tell you, in the last years, every time we receive a new client who comes from another tax advisor, that in many cases their pension has been declared incorrectly.
And that will presumably, if you do that incorrectly, you will get higher tax than necessary.
Exactly. You pay more tax. You have to make sure that this is not happening to you. Mm. And if you think it is, ask the question, call us, and we can make sure that your pension is being declared correctly in your tax declaration.
Mm. I suppose one of the main things is the fact that many tax advisors make these mistakes because when they became tax advisors, they would have to deal with, you know, pensions coming in from, you know, for foreigners' pensions, if you like, non-Spanish pensions.
Yeah, exactly. They're not used to it. And one of the things that I've noticed in the past years is that they are afraid of the tax office.
Well, okay? I hate to break it to you, but most of us are.
Yes, okay. You at a certain level, but we shouldn't be afraid of the tax office.
Yeah, okay,
and we should be making the tax office comply with the tax law. And so if the tax law explains that pensions are to be taxed in this way, we should not be afraid or conservative and try to avoid a letter from them and making our clients suffer for this. Because you say, well, if I declare this private pension as a normal pension and make him pay 8,400, I won't receive a letter. Let's do it like this because I don't want to receive a letter. Mm. No. If the law says that you can pay less tax and you do receive the letter, then you explain to the tax office, this is this sort of pension. And I do not agree with that mentality.
Okay. What if you have changed your tax advisor, or you suddenly realize that you have been paying too much tax, or it's been declared incorrectly? Can I amend the declaration, for example?
Absolutely, not a problem. All, of course, always depends on the evidence, the documents that you can provide to the tax office. But anybody, your even your current tax advisor, you just need to write a letter and demonstrate that you have a private pension and not a pension from your previous employment, and you can go 4 years back. And it will take a while,
yeah.
Okay, because the tax office does not like giving money back to people. They like receiving it,
but
they don't like. But really, we have done a lot of these, and it's not impossible. It is really, if you've got the correct information, the tax office will follow the legislation and will give you back the extra tax that you paid.
Okay, I'm going to use the B word now, Claudia. I'm going to use the B word, which is, as we call it in Andalusia, a brevi, otherwise known as Brexit. It's true, a brevi. Brexit has, you know, it's had an effect on so many things. Has Brexit had an effect on pensions?
Oh my God, you can't imagine how it has had a big effect. And we're noticing now, because I am finding lots of callers and lots of inquiries of saying, my pension manager, because I am resident of Spain, is telling me that I can't that he can't manage my pension anymore. That either I have to get rid of it and or get draw it down immediately and get my free lump sum, Oh, while I'm saying this, Giles, I forgot to mention that the free lump sum can, in Spain, it is not free, okay? I didn't mention that before.
There's no such thing as a free lump sum, okay?
No. So you have to, when people are saying, oh, I'm going to get my free lump sum, and you're resident of Spain, it's not free here, okay? And that's why it's very important that you speak with somebody before becoming resident, or if you're going to take it to see what is the options that you have. But as I was saying, Brexit is forcing people to take this free lump sum, so or to buy European pensions or Spanish pensions. And this can be a problem if you are a resident already in Spain, because as I said, they're not free. So you can end up paying a lot of tax, especially if your pension is from employment. And if it's a private pension, it's not that bad,
right,
to tell you the truth.
And okay. So, but the main thing is, if you think, okay, I'll get around this by becoming a Spanish tax resident, speak to your advisors before you make any further steps, because otherwise you could find yourselves in an interesting situation.
Correct. This is something that I don't understand. You know, when people are moving countries, they think of everything except the tax, and sometimes they move and it's already too late. Please, if you're thinking on becoming tax resident, there's many ways that you can save a lot of tax by just having a simple conversation with an expert and saying, even if you have your UK home or if you have a UK company and you're thinking of getting rid of it, it's very important to know when you do it, because many times when you've already in Spain as your pension and your lump sum and all this, if you're already resident, it can be too late sometimes.
And I just want to go back to that lump sum, because if you have 100,000, for example, with the tax rates in Spain, if you just took it out without consulting somebody, you could get what, 31, 32, 33% tax on that, could you? That would be a worst case scenario, but imagine that.
Yes, 100,000, okay. If your pension is comes from an occupational pension, the tax is nearly 34,000 euros that you have to pay.
Right.
You're right. Imagine, it's incredible. Now, if you have one of those drawdown pensions, okay, then maybe it's not that bad, okay? We're talking about 4,000 euros if it has grown in 25%. I'm always, my examples have always been based on that amount of growth.
Okay.
But it's still more than not paying anything, which would have been the case if you had done it before you came to Spain and not whilst you're resident. So this conversation is super important.
Claudia, if people want to find out more information about this or any other matter pertaining to the company that isn't afraid of,
we're
of
not
this
afraid.
I think that should be your little logo there, you know, Spence Clark, we're not afraid of the Spanish tax office. But how can people find you? And also, of course, you have the blog, and there are some excellent articles on the website as well about this.
Yes, there's an excellent article that Alistair wrote about pensions, which basically says everything we've talked about today, and so I possibly more. And you can find it in our webpage, www.spenceclark.com. Spence with an E at the end, Clark with an E at the end. And the title of this article, because you'll find lots of articles there, is When a Pension is Not a Pension. It's fantastic, and it will have all of this in a summary.
When is a pension not a pension? That's your starter for 10. As always, Claudia, thank you so much for joining us. Go to spenceclark.com. You'll find some more information, lots of great information there. Claudia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Giles, and have a nice day then.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.